I think most people don't realize how important that volunteering and civic engagement is for a society.
That's CEO of GiveGab, Charlie Mulligan.
They've done study after study that has shown that areas where there's higher levels of volunteering recover from recessions much quicker.
GiveGab is a social networking site that connects volunteers to volunteer opportunities. Mulligan says the idea for the site came to him when he was working on his MBA at Cornell University.
It just occurred to me how difficult it was to find a place to volunteer. And it also seemed obvious that volunteering is a very social thing, and I could see people trying to accomplish the types of things we do on GiveGab, on Facebook and other sites, but it was very difficult for them to do everything they wanted to do.
Mulligan brought classmate Aaron Goddard in on the technical side, and now they run the year-old business out of Ithaca.
You can also build a real volunteer portfolio. So if you're a college student, you can use that to satisfy service learning. But for anyone else, they could either use that to get a job or just to feel great about themselves.
The site has around 2,300 members and works with more than 200 universities and over 2,000 nonprofit organizations in the country. Mulligan says they recently received interest from nonprofits in Denmark and New Zealand that want to showcase their opportunities for volunteering.
So we feel like we've really hit a real need. We also feel like our focus of really satisfying the needs of volunteers and why they volunteer is very powerful, and that's getting attention from all over.
Today, the social networking company employs 18 people, and Mulligan says they're aiming to triple their staff by the end of next year.
All the talent we need so far we found in Ithaca, and the only reason we've expanded further away is because salespeople, it makes more sense that they're spread out across the country, because our goal is to gain users across the country.
Mulligan says they'll continue to invest in the U.S. before they expand more internationally. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.